From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is staunchly defending the administration's handling of the Benghazi terror attack in what may be her final congressional testimony on the matter before she steps down. A few hours after addressing the Senate, she's now fielding questions in the U.S. House.
As I have said many times since September 11th, I take responsibility, and nobody is more committed to getting this right. I am determined to leave the State Department and our country safer, stronger, and more secure.
But Republicans in both chambers accuse the State Department of ignoring consulate requests for additional security ahead of last September's attack that killed four Americans, including the U.S. ambassador. The House of Representatives has overwhelmingly passed a measure permitting the government to borrow enough funds to avoid a first-time default for at least 4 months. The measure passed by a vote of 285 to 144 as majority Republicans backed away from previous demands that any increase in the government's borrowing cap be combined with an equivalent amount of spending cuts. It has been nearly 3 months since Superstorm Sandy devastated the Northeast. Most people assume that Manhattan is completely back to normal, but NPR's Margot Adler says not so.
Last week, Con Edison, which supplies the city's electricity, said 22 large buildings are still without power or have only partial power. 9 small buildings also have issues. Verizon is still working on phone lines. Some businesses in Lower Manhattan, particularly near the South Street Seaport, still have spotty service. Most of the copper wires were destroyed in the storm. Verizon is upgrading to fiber optics, but that may take until spring. The Downtown Alliance, which manages the Business Improvement District for Lower Manhattan, says 87% of businesses are back, but there are still a few blocks where all shops are boarded up, and for the few stores that are open on those streets, there is no foot traffic. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Scientists say they're ending a voluntary moratorium on controversial bird flu experiments. Details from NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce.
The research has been on hold for just over a year. Scientists had genetically altered the bird flu virus H5N1, and critics said the man-made viruses were dangerous. Flu experts argued that their work was essential to understand how viruses in nature might mutate and start a pandemic. Now, in the journal Science and Nature, researchers say it's time to continue. Ron Fouché is at Erasmus Medical Center in the Netherlands.
It is our opinion that in those countries where the research can be done safely, the research should restart because the research is clearly of importance to public health.
He plans to resume his experiments soon. But scientists working with funds from the U.S. government still need to wait for officials here to decide what experiments can go forward and under what lab conditions. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Dow is up 77 points. This is NPR News. The White House says it's going ahead with General John Allen's nomination to NATO commander now that he has been cleared of professional misconduct charges, or rather allegations. Allen came under Pentagon scrutiny as he became swept up in a sex scandal that forced retired General David Petraeus to resign as CIA director. A suicide bomber has struck in northern Iraq. An Iraqi military commander tells reporters a man detonated his explosive belt as mourners were gathered for a funeral at a mosque in the disputed city of Tuz-Kermato. He says dozens of people were wounded. In New Jersey, voters overwhelmingly approve of Republican Governor Chris Christie's criticism of House GOP leaders holding up federal aid for victims of Hurricane Sandy. That is according to a new Quinnipiac University poll. NPR's Esvi Date has details.
79% of voters support Christie's fierce attacks on his own party's congressional leadership, including 70% of New Jersey Republicans. Christie was urged by many Republicans to run for president last year, but ultimately did not get in the race. He is seeking re-election to a second term as governor this November. The Quinnipiac poll finds that 68% of voters believe he deserves another term and that he leads potential Democratic challengers by 2-to-1 margins. The survey sampled more than 1,600 voters with a 2.4% margin of error. Esvi Date, NPR News.
U.S. stocks trading higher with the Dow gaining 80. It's at 13,792. NASDAQ up 15 points at 3,158. S&P 500 up 3 at 1,496. I'm Lakshmi Singh. NPR News.